At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hannah found herself in a very tricky, kind of complicated family dynamic situation. And did she handle it the right way? 855-444-MEGA. If you can help Hannah and say, hey, you handled this right, or you did the right thing or wrong thing. 855-444-6342. Hannah lives with her brother and her sister-in-law, and they have a 18-year-old, right? Mm-hmm. He's 18.
Yep.
And so when they were out of town, he was drinking. You're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, so my brother and sister-in-law just were out of town celebrating their anniversary. They went to this huge trip, really looking forward to it. And I was home with my 18-year-old nephew. And I guess I was essentially in charge, making sure all the trains were on tracks. And on the first night of them being gone, I went to the gym. My nephew was at home, and I just shot him a text like, hey, just making sure everything's all right. How you doing? He texts me back and he says, oh, I'm going to get beer. My heart just sank. I was like, what? What? And I didn't know if I should call my brother and my sister-in-law.
In the middle of the trip and be like, he's going on a beer run.
Yeah. And yeah. Be like, what do I do? Like, I was completely stuck because I didn't want to stress them out while they were on their big
Good
vacation.
Point. Yeah.
But also, I truly did not know what to do in that situation. Like, I've been that, you know, post-grad high school person. Like, you want to have fun, you want to go party, whatever. I was that person. But now I was in the position where I'm supposed to be in charge of someone and they are doing something that they should not be doing. I didn't know who to run to, where to go, what to say, what to do.
Before I get your decision, Kevin, you actually literally just were in this exact situation. Your daughter is just finished her freshman year in college. You left her at the house. And you were in Mexico on a vacation. Would you have wanted that phone call from someone to say, hey, Kenny, do you want on a beer run? Or you'd be like, guys, I don't, like, leave me alone as long as she's safe. What would you have thought?
I was going to say, Kennedy going on a beer run is not going to happen. He's just not that
what
person.
If it did?
Yeah. Would you want that phone call or not?
No, I would not want that phone
call.
Okay,
interesting.
Primarily because what can you do?
Interesting point.
But it is one of those things that I can remember when my family went on vacation and my older brother was at home and had a party and my parents got the phone call.
Mm.
And they were like, hey, we can't do anything now, but you wait till we get home. We're going to do something.
Yeah. He wasn't having like a kegerator and like
no.
a whole party. I don't think you should have said anything. I think you should just stay in your lane. First off, you're not in charge of him. He's 18 years old. He's an adult.
Hannah is, though.
No, he's not.
She was head of this household. If anything, if anything happens to him, it would be on Hannah.
Hannah's a roommate. No, it would not be on Hannah. Nothing would have been on Hannah. He's 18, is an adult. She's not the owner of the home. She is a roommate at that point.
I'm aunt, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm supposed to protect my nephew.
He's still underage when it comes to alcohol.
Yeah, which is the craziest law ever. I'll go on a rant about that. You can, like, defend our country. You can vote for president.
Right.
But he can't have a beer? Like, I'm not condoning underage drinking. I'm just saying, this is an 18-year-old who, when he's at college, are you going to check in on him too? Is Aunt Hannah going to text him? Like, as long as they're being safe and you don't feel like there's danger, I think, like, all of a sudden you're just going to lose trust with your nephew. Like, what?
I think the biggest issue I have with this is that he didn't try to hide it from you.
Why?
I think that is bizarre. I think it honestly would have been more respectful for him to have lied to you, because him saying, I'm going on a beer run, is basically being like, I don't respect you. You're not in charge of me. I can do whatever I want.
Because
I would have told. I would have told in this situation.
You suck.
Because of how he went about it. Hide it from me.
No.
Make me feel like I'm important and things I say matter.
Why is Hannah in charge?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. He's a grown-ass man.
But Hannah's brother put her in charge.
He's 18. He's not grown.
What do you mean? That's an adult.
But
no,
like,
I wasn't.
Give me
charged.
A break, but, Brett. But you're barely an adult.
Yeah, I agree. I'm barely. I hear you. So, like, what are we gonna check in on me now, nice guys? No, but, hey, Brett, are you okay?
But I like what AB's saying, because basically it's saying this: if you're bold enough to say, "Hey, I'm going on a beer run." That makes me think, well, then it's okay. Mom and Dad think it's okay. So
no,
I'm going to tell mom.
They
I'm
do,
gonna,
they do
but
not
I'm going to tell mom
that.
And Dad you're going
cool
on a beer
that.
Run.
Yeah.
So what did you end up doing? Did you end up saying, hey, like, just so you know, you got a boozer at home? Or what'd
no,
you do?
I surprisingly didn't tell them anything because I kept thinking, what's going to be the difference of yeah. me telling them right now versus in a couple days when they get home? Like, he's going to get grounded regardless.
So you told him when he got home, though?
Yeah, they walk in the door. I'm like, well, let's sit down and have a talk because I have had anxiety all week because of this.
Why? He didn't do anything. So then he had his beer run and then was safe about it and didn't do anything and nothing
well,
happened.
Yeah, but
nothing broke, nothing. And then you still told him?
But there's consequences for your actions, regardless of when you get them, there are consequences.
Homeboy is going to move to Europe where he can drink a beer. Because it literally overseas, you could be 18 and drink a beer. This is the craziest thing. I cannot believe you told on him. This poor guy. Tell him I can be Uncle Brett and he's
yeah,
all
no
right.
kidding. He's going to want to stay with you next time.
Yeah. 855-444-MEGA. Did Hannah do the right thing when her sister-in-law and brother got back from vacation, said, hey, boy went on a beer run. He is 18 years old. 855-444-6342. We'll take your calls on this next. Did Hannah make the right decision? It's Aunt Hannah. When her brother and sister-in-law were out of town, they don't play. 18-year-old nephew was left at home, too. He goes, hey, Aunt Hannah, I'm on a beer run. She's like, oh, my God. Immediately when your brother came home, your sister-in-law came home, you did what?
I told them what happened. I snitched on them.
You're a snitch. I can't believe you did this. I'm not sitting here condoning underage drinking, but he's 18. And I also think that at 18, you can vote for the president of the United States. They can give you a hand you a gun and tell you go defend the country, but you can't have a beer afterwards.
I also
think crazy.
If Hannah were to let him get away with this and not say anything, what else does he think he can get away with when his parents are gone?
Great.
I don't know. He's
18.
He can go rent an apartment, anything.
Can't rent a car.
You can't rent a car.
True.
You got to be 25 to rent a car, which is crazier. You can defend our country, but we don't trust you at other price.
Yeah.
It's the craziest stuff. But we can't fix America. But can we fix Hannah and not have her be a snitch? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342.
Once, I'm on Hannah's side, and I think that says a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's like, be a tattletale. That's why.
Yeah. Well, I was nervous to even talk about this because I thought I was going to be ripped on for being a snitch. But actually, Brett, on the text line, you are being ripped.
Ooh.
Of course, go for
someone
it.
Someone texted in and said, oh, Brett, you and your Catholic ways thinking that beer is okay. The world has changed, even for you. It is not okay for kids to drink at home, and it is not okay for them to drink either way. She could have just told them when they got home, which is what she did, and then he could have gotten in trouble, which he did. But had something happened to him, she absolutely would have been responsible. This is not okay.
Look, if something, I think Hannah should speak up if danger is presenting itself. All of a sudden, there's 28 guys rolling in, and they're just taking advantage of Aunt Hannah, and they roll in the keg.
That's probably what would have happened next had she not tattled this time.
No, she told afterwards. The dude literally went on a beer run, drank a beer like an 18-year-old would do off of college. You can't stop him from college. If he rents his own place, you can't stop it. Like, you have to all of a sudden really realize that Hannah can't do nothing, actually, at this point. All she did was telling someone who actually drank responsibly and then created drama.
It wasn't responsible, though, because he was breaking rules that he knew were
yeah,
in place.
And
the rule is the dumbest rule ever.
But it's still a rule. Even if you don't do that under my watch.
Have you ever drank before?
Yes.
Would you rent a car? Should you be able to rent a car? You're not 25. Like, it's crazy to me that these rules exist, and sometimes rules get bended all the time.
You know, I underage drank, and I lied about it, and yeah.
And all Hannah did was tell the parents, here's what happened. She didn't make a punishment. You know, they could say, hey, that's fine. Not a big deal. He's 18. But the ball is in their court.
True.
She just informed.
Come hang out with Uncle Brett.
Literally.
Please don't.
He's going to hear this segment and want to move out and move in with you, and you're going to have 30 people in your room.
Kyle, did Hannah do the right thing or what?
No, I'm on Brett's side today.
No!
Uncle Brett and Uncle Kyle.
Yeah.
Exactly what Brett said. He's old enough to vote for the president. He's old enough to serve our military. He should be able to have a beer.
There you go. Kyle, that sounds like a wise guy. Kyle did sound wise right there.
Sounds like something.